Howdy, friend.
No matter which way the market moves, it leaves behind telltale signs in the charts of what's going on and what could be next.
What's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
This is Off the Charts, where the expert traders at RagingBull.com discuss what's jumping off their charts.
Why are you acting like a child with your hand in the cookie jar?
What they're looking for and the investment course they're charting now.
That makes you chart man.
Well, today, Davis Martin is chart man. And Davis, of course, is the head trader for the DailyProfitMachine.com. Just take out the word the. It's just DailyProfitMachine.com. And he joins us sometimes to talk about swing trades, but sometimes to talk about what he sees in the market's charts. Now, before we go on, yeah, it's DailyProfitMachine.com for more information. It's part of the Raging Bull family. You can check out the Daily Profit Machine page on Facebook, and you can follow Raging Bull on Twitter at Raging Bull. Davis Martin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Chuck. Pleasure to be here again.
So, what are you seeing right now in the charts that has you thinking, hey, I gotta maybe make a move somewhere?
Well, I trade SPY. I'm a short-term trader of SPY call and put options. SPY, the Spider S&P 500 ETF. And I look at the charts, volume's a little light. Of course, that's normal during the summer, but it's still a little light despite the fact that kids have gone back to school, seeing 50, 60 million compared to the 100 million that I'd like to be seeing. You can day trade throughout the day using buying to open call options if you're expecting a rise, or buying to open put options if you're expecting a drop. Now, each trader's different. I tend to have much more success buying to open put options and capturing moves to the downside. And I think the reason behind that is very clear. Statistically, SPY will drop 3 times faster than it goes up. So rather than trading call options on its way up when it makes moves up, what I've been doing is waiting for top-heavy formations, such as the classic head-and-shoulders formation or double, triple tops, obvious failed breaks of resistance, and then buying to open put options. I'll give you an example. Yesterday morning, right out of the gate, took me 1.5 minutes live trading to capture 5% net profits on put options. Just for fun, I watched a move to the upside to capture 5% net profits on the same style of put options, which is a week out at the money expiration. That would have taken about 6 minutes, just to give you an example of the time frame of how these things work.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound so bad to my audience. And I should clarify that you were talking about doing this yesterday, and we are taping this on Thursday. So that action was at the open on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't sound so bad. I mean, to my audience, they're going, okay, if it took 6 minutes to make a little profit, that wouldn't kill me. So I guess the bigger question is, when you look at risk reward, when you look at sizing up a trade, do you feel that the downward trades, the things that you're going to be using put options for, are more successful, that your success rate is higher, or it's a better risk reward proposition, and that's why you trade it more to the downside?
It's a better risk reward. The reward is no doubt. I mean, statistically, SPY will go down 3 times faster than it goes up. So there's your reward aspect right there. And in terms of risk, when volume's light in SPY, trading it to the upside can be very risky. Some bad news comes out and you're in a call option, your trade slammed.
So help my audience understand, when we're talking about looking at SPY put options, what it is that you're looking for right now. Because while you do day trade, that doesn't mean you're necessarily trading these every day or that the chart is always tradable. So what is it that has you trading put options right now?
Every morning in the pre-market, I chart out initial resistance and support levels. And what I look for to buy to open put options are failed breaks of resistance, which I have a lot of success with, particularly early in sessions. Head and shoulders formation, meaning that's created by a move up, a doji candle right in the middle, which is a sign of indecision or reversal, followed by a move down. I like to capture that move down. My favorite chart to watch head and shoulders formation set up on and picture the trade happening before I make it is a 5-minute chart.
How many times will you trade this stuff over the course of a day to help my audience understand that?
That's a tricky question to answer. I mean, if I'm profitable on my first trade, I tend to just hang it up and help my members for the rest of the day. I do not overtrade.
And
you know,
let me actually alter the question a little bit as well, which is for somebody who doesn't want to dedicate the time that you or your members are doing, but they do want to get more involved in trading. I mean, you're talking about, hey, you can do this, you can spot this, you can make a quick trade at the beginning of the day. Could you also do this on a longer term time frame? I mean, you're using very short term indicators. Could somebody else be doing this and saying, let me level out the playing field and lengthen out the days?
Yes, you can. Every morning in the pre-market, I alert a buy trade of the day. It's either a call option or a put option. I have trade rules. Buy it within the first 5 minutes of market open when the spread is 2 cents or less. Immediately set a 5% net profit, good till canceled profit target, and let it ride. And I have 2 losses on pre-market alerts through 2017.
People can get a good sense of how it works and, of course, that it has been working. It is put options on the SPY, the Spider S&P 500 Trust. I have more questions, Davis. Like, I want to know why you're using options and maybe not leveraged ETFs on this and more, but we'll have to save that for another talk. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. I'll talk to you next week.
Davis Martin, everybody. He is the head trader at DailyProfitMachine.com. That's where you're going for more information. You can also find them on Facebook. Daily Profit Machine will be your search term. And, of course, RagingBull.com on Twitter at Raging Bull. All right, we are heading for home on the No Pants Friday, September the 8th edition of Money Life. Up next, a rebroadcast of a recent interview I did with mutual fund legend Joel Tillinghast, manager of the Fidelity Low Price Stock Fund. He's only ever done 2 interviews. This was one of them. You'll hear it next.